getting the sex? What's your topping location? These are all grow questions on Dude Grow Show. You know what I'm saying, Scotty? What's growing on?
I can see Grambo's title already. Getting into sex. We did the last Grambo and I did an experiment, and we were able to get the last show past the parental advisory or the age restriction.
I like it. Let me give a show rundown for the people.
Hey, hang on. As long as we're talking really quick, I don't know if I'm allowed to hijack or not, but in the comments, Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time, thumbs up or thumbs down. I say thumbs up, and I'm still singing it 20, 30 years later, man. She likes to party all the time.
Yeah.
Arguing. No, they don't have that song up here in Canada?
I'm unfamiliar. I'd have to bring it back and hear it. All good. We'll hear from the comments. Today's show, guys, we got some grow talk coming at you. Like I said, we're going to talk about sex in your plant, the quickest way to know if you got a male or female plant with photo periods. A little topping talk with some nodes. Talk about the nodes. Scotty's getting ready to ban texting entirely. I'm down. Let's see what we got. I'll tell you what I think text should be used for. And in the news, toilets offer eco-friendly fertilizer options.
Hey, you didn't see when I started clicking on this, all the other like advertisements and links out that I got. It was actually really interesting.
This episode brought to you by Real Growers, guys. Pick up some grow dots, pick up some recharge. Check out the new size, man. Realgrowers.com. You got the new 2 ounce coming in at $9.95, man. You guys can also get stick packs. You just want to give the charge, the recharge, a try. You can pick up stick packs over there for a very affordable rate, which I don't have in front of me. How much are your stick packs, Scotty?
$2.95. But I would just hit the guy up at the grow store and be like, come on, hook me up, man. Hook me up with a couple.
I agree. We'll tell you so you don't have to give your elevator pitch today. DudeGrows.com is a great resource. That search bar over there to hear how real growers, get that? How I did that? Real TGC growers are using recharge, grow dots, charging up the rhizosphere with microbes. Guys, if you aren't growing with microbes, you're not winning, I'll say, man. If you're in a media that allows this, what's up?
You don't have any protection on your roots. If you're growing with bare roots, that's plenty of room for pathogens. Then the microbes that can show up, pathogens can hop right on that root, man. If you're sterilizing those roots, you know, if you're keeping them all nice and clean, I'm thinking of the deep water culture guys with the peroxide, and you're just leaving wide open spaces, and nature doesn't abhor a vacuum, doesn't hate a vacuum, it fills a vacuum. That's the change I've made over the years. And so it'll just show up, you know, the pathogens can show up, take root because there's nothing else there. And so the idea is surround the rhizosphere, surround the roots, the area around the roots with beneficial bacteria. So there's just no vacancy. These pathogens show up. They're just competing for food. It's a tiny little group of pathogens and a whole network of beneficial fungi that wants to protect that plant. And as long as I'm on the soapbox, man, you know why it protects that plant? Because the plant can make sugar, photosynthesized from the sun. And that's the food that these microbes eat. And the microbes cannot get energy from the sun, so they can't make sugar. So they just treat them roots, they treat that plant kind of like we do with the apple tree, you know? You make sure that thing stays going so you can enjoy the fruits.
I like it. Dudesworld.ca. If you guys are in Canada, want to pick up some recharge or grow dots, don't forget about our pros list, man. Wherever you're at, shopping for your grow, hook it up. Go over to the pros list. You guys can see all of our coupon codes listed there to save you money on some quality equipment. And DGC Producers, what's up, man? We got some big shout outs today, Scotty. I'm going to give it up to the Nugginator 87 and Crispy Grows. What's growing on?
I hope we don't get our YouTube. I hope we don't get parental advisory for this, but I'm going to say it. Dab Slayer 300. Do we have to beep that out? You wonder what the heck YouTube gets mad at anymore, man. Oh, and right next to these guys, I like to party with both these guys. Dab Slayer 300 and Slayer 420.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Something tells not your bugs, man.
The Smoky Tad 420. What's up, DGC producers? Thank you for making this show happen. DGC Cup tickets are on sale for you guys right now until we put them on sale for everybody March 1st. There's a link when you're signed into Patreon. You can just scroll on down. You'll see your coupon code there for 20% off DGC tickets. Man, I think Banner just said we only have like 17 competitor spots left. So that is out of 50, man. People are wanting to bring the dank this year, Scotty. So guys, if you plan on competing, I would, go on over there, dudegrows.com/support. You're going to get 20% off. And if you're using Recharge Grow Dots, you're getting 30% off that. You're getting free seeds. You're getting the Friday 420 happy hour. Benefits are just badass, man. They pay for themselves, if you will. Tenfold, Scotty. I'll put tenfold on it. $10 a month. Bring it, guys. Much appreciated. DGC produces. Dudegrows.com/support.
I'm sorry, because I'm doing that, I was up in New York. Man, I saw some stuff. I was checking my Instagram lately. I never really do that, but I was, you know, checking some meetups, and I saw a picture that Grambo is just messing with AI that he did of me like 83 or 85 weeks ago, which was so far in, you know, back that the fact that you parlayed this or you played this into being the producer, you're a badass, brother. I just want to give you a big Well, good job, brother. And hi, see you again. Thank you so much for stepping in and helping us make it.
Oh, let's get into Grow Talk here. Featured question, Getting the Sex by Pat Into Hat. All right, Pat Into Hat. Hey, I need a little help with this one. I want to take cuttings from a plant and put it under 12-12 to get the sex. Do you have to clone it, or can I just use a glass of water? Any help will be great. Thanks for all you do. He's trying to determine the sex of a plant even before it roots, basically. And what is the quickest way to do this? I have not done this. I believe you have, Scotty.
Yeah, I would put them with, I would seal the bottom of it with some cloning gel, throw them in a cube. It's not going to cost you that much. The cube is going to let the thing stabilize. It might throw out some roots, and actually it's certainly going to callus up, might throw out some roots, but it does take energy to stay alive. So if you're just letting it sit there in water, I swear by that Olivia, not Olivia's, I use the Clonex cloning solution. It's just got the right amount of rooting hormone and a little bit of nutrient to keep that plant alive. It doesn't need much nutrient, but it does need the tiniest little bit, because when it's growing that flower, when it's starting to show sex, that's happening because it's photosynthesizing. It's taking the light and the food, and it's turning it into plant material. So yeah, I don't think the plant would have enough energy to just put it in water. And plants don't like to just grow in water, at least cannabis doesn't.
Yeah, in the comments, we have some conflicting, you know, some people are saying that you're going to want roots. That's podcast, though, aka Patio Talker, says, in my experience, they definitely need to be rooted. But right after that, nay, hey, either one will work in my experience. I've seen flowers showing and cutting that I assumed had roots, but when I checked it, there were no roots. So yeah. It's using your, yeah.
Did it have anything? Were they spraying it or anything? Did it have any kind of nutrients? Oh, you know what? Hang on. A plant could, especially a veg plant that we keep in indoors. That thing could be loaded with nutrients, no?
Depending on how you're feeding your donor plant, if you will, your mother plant.
Yeah.
I don't think you want them loaded with nutrients. There have been nutrients out there. Like, I forgot the company. They had, like, mother plant A and B. Like, what do you mean? Why do you... This is marketing, you know? But a lot of people liked it. I assume it was just, like, cut down. You know, it's not full-strength nutrient for people. I don't believe you want to keep a mother plant chugging like that because you're not wanting her to perform to go to flowering or whatever.
Right.
But Nehe was saying... I think I got it all out here. I've seen flowers shown to cutting assumed but it was unrooted. It says using your most successful cloning technique will give you the fastest answer. So make sure you're good at cloning as well. You know, you want to be able to put these in an environment that are going to be able to perform. But Chad Westport's like, screw it. I've never tried the glass and water method. I'm just going to give that a go. Ooh, I hadn't
heard anything, right? But in all fairness, man, what's it hurt if you use a cube and a clone dome and just kind of do it that way? Because if it's female, you got yourself a plant.
Yeah. And it's pretty easy to try this, people. That, I mean, if they just want to, how easy is it to take just throw it in a glass of water and set it aside in your grow and see if you can determine, you know, what it does? Or it has to be a 12-12 light cycle, of course.
Yeah, please report back, y'all. I've never done this. It sounds like I'd rather just take a couple cubes and put a clone dome in the bottom of of my grow, you know, of my flowering room with a heat mat, because if you put it on the floor, it will suck heat out of those plants, man. So make sure you don't put it on a cold concrete floor without some kind of buffer or a heat mat.
I was just going to finish it up with Patio Toker saying that after taking his cuttings, they start to root in the standard 10 to 14 days, and then around day 21 to 28 show recognizable pre-flowers. Best of luck. All right, fill in DGC, thanks for the comments. Dudegrows.com is getting these grower questions on the show, guys. Anybody can post grower questions over there. As you can see, there's some great help from the DGC in the comments. So let's keep it going with topping location by Fiddler's Green.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, is there an ideal location for the cut? Below the node, above the branches? You want to keep in the middle of the node or just above the branches? Got it. My question stems from a picture I saw of a topped seedling. The location of the cut was just above the node, using the base of the two branches to swell up and hide the stem. Sounds about right. We'll get some node pictures up here for you guys in just a sec. I usually cut in the middle of the node, and I've seen it either seal up and stay, or the stem will dry up completely and fall off the branch or the point of branching. The dieback made me think the cutting was too close to your branches, might affect growth, harbor disease. All right, let's talk about this.
Through this note.
Let's see the note.
We begin, yeah. Just so we all understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, I see this one here. There we go. Is okay, this is good labeling. It has the circled points of where the nodes are. I take my cuts, or if I'm topping, very close, almost as close as I can to like the bottom node there, so the new branching can come out, right?
No, you're saying I take mine below the node. So I would strip both of those where the top circle is. I would strip both of those leaves off and do it with a razor blade. And then I would cut a 45-degree angle only about a very, like, from, it would probably end
at the
bottom of that circle. Everything I would do be in that circle. The 45-degree angle is to get more rooting hormone on that and the bigger wound so it grows more roots. And then I like the idea of having the more exposed wound sites where the roots can come out of and the rooting hormone can be exposed to, the better. I have great success with that, by the way.
Oh, interesting. So probably I use a different method for topping. I was explaining topping where I'm going to be, if I'm not taking these just for clones, then I'm cutting that just above the node, so where those two new leaves can start to form a new top. So if you're topping, I do it different. I see what you're saying, though. If you want to take it, you're taking it right below the node because that's where they're probably the best potential is. Go ahead.
Thanks. You're 100% correct. If you're topping, the point is you don't want that big inner node. If I leave that, I can kind of expecting that, some of that anyway, that's where you can get rot. You can leave a little bit of that inner node, definitely. And what you do is you take your X-Acto knife and you scrape on it. The idea is to just peel the tiny bit of bark or the outer layer off and get to this cambrium layer, which is right inside the outer layer, whatever, of the tree. Plant, and that's where those roots that love that can make, that's where those cells that can make roots hang out. So that's what you want to get the most exposed to, whether you're cutting off at a 45-degree angle. Why not cut both those nodes and make even more surface area, more cambrium layer?
I like it, man. That is some good use of terminology there with your cambium layer. I was reading Coach Steve here. And Chad Westport chimed in. Coach Steve says, depends on when I'm topping and subsequently the reason. If my goal is to spread the canopy, I'm twisting off new growth while they're young. Sometimes topping on the branch and leaving established growth to be your two new tops will be too far along for the lower branches to join the party. And sometimes you don't realize this until the flowers stretch and they're left well behind. So it really depends on the plant. I like that. But I'll top late if I need lower height on the plant. Those squatty, super tight node structure plants need to be topped. I'd rather toss those in the compost pile, if I'm being honest. So those squatty, super tight node structure plants, he doesn't like that. He likes a little bit of space then. I mean, that's going to be a lot of flower development, though, space there, correct?
One big giant, looking like that, maybe, but...
Yeah, I hear you.
And you don't get a chance for the trichomes to form. It's just a big blob, so... That almost looks like a monster crop, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And yeah, you're not going to be able to spread out. You're not going to have good yield off just one. You'd have to have a few of them. Thanks, Coach Steve.
Who knows?
Get your grower questions up on dudegrows.com. I'm going to do a shout out to Seeds Here Now, guys. The biggest selection of breeders, biggest seed bank, man. Big, gigantic. But for real, SeedsHereNow.com is a great selection. James Beans, keeping it real over there. Taking credit cards full on now, no funny stuff. And super fast shipping right to your house out of the States, man. You don't have to go overseas for good genetics. A lot of actually the breeders from Europe and Spain and whatnot are in Seeds Here Now collection. So two coupon code dude ship gets you free shipping on anything. And then coupon code dude 10, I think on its own regular priced items or not drops, but just try it across the site. And if you can't remember that, just go to our pros list. They're all listed there. dudegrows.com/pros.
When you ask me what I'm thinking, I got hot. Grandpa, I didn't realize. Oh, you see, you're not even grandpa. I am. yeah. Go ahead and ask me.
I ask, what are you smoking on?
Man, I got these premium sour diesel sativa keef infused full flower joints, man, from Premium Agriculture.
Wait, say that one more time. What's all in there?
They're keef infused, full flower joints, 15% THC. That's interesting, 3.5% terps. Got a date that it was manufactured, which is September 8th of 2022. I got these last week. But they're still pleasurable. I guess pre-rolled joints can have a shelf life. But the keef infused does get you really high. Makes the joint run like crazy and the ash like a rock. But they do get you really baked.
I don't
really want to shout out. It's from the Mary Jane party, so I just want to shout out to that dude was cool.
Like it. That's what Ramo calls the supercharged joint, where he rolls like a hash snake and puts it in it. It's like, okay.
Now, those are good. That's a little bit different. I do that every now and again. I used to do that a lot when I was just trimming hedge scissor scrapings all the time. But, dude, you want to get, like, a hacking smoker's cough. Just start smoking hash joints all the time. You'll sound like you smoke two packs a day.
Well, I will tell you that the scissor hash you just mentioned is the best type of, we call that a concentrate, right? Scissor hash is a concentrate.
Sure. The original.
But, you know, it's some people wear the shirt, water is my solvent. So how is that? What's that?
Only me. I was the only one that thought to get a shirt like that. I think I made up a 10.
Anyway, let's get into why are you ready to ban texting, man? I mean, and I've been there. But you must have had a bad texting experience.
Well, I was just hanging out. I went to dinner with my wife and my mother-in-law. You know, my mother-in-law is very nice. By the way, now I was looking at, like, the Google picture frame, and I see pictures. Like, she's been hanging out with me long enough. Like, last Christmas, I saw some pictures, and she's, like, in the corner, like, giving a big peace sign, all freaking edibled up. And so she's become a lot cooler since she's moved to Colorado. But she's older, man, and she plays pickleball, okay? And she's making friends. She's only been here about a year. She's making friends. She's all happy about it. And she got uninvited to pickleball. They go, hey, we've got room for four tomorrow, so you're uninvited. And she was devastated at dinner. She was like, why would they uninvite me? And then she asked, she was like, why did you uninvite me? And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. It was invited. They autocorrect. And like, for a lot of pain, you know? And I'm sure we all have stories. I once talked about weird t-shirts. I was in New York a couple of years ago. You walk down Chinatown, they got all sorts of t-shirt guys, and one of them just said, autocorrect destroys families. What does that mean?
I love it.
Yeah, it was weird. I bought it, by the way.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I mean, as far as... To me, text is usually meant, I've almost gotten caught up in its convenience to avoid a social interaction that you might not want to have. Really relevant example, like my son just broke up with his long-term first girlfriend of a couple years. And so it's like, oh,
You didn't let him do it by text, did you?
No. But I was like, oh, I should, I'm like, I should really get a hold of her parents and be like, hey, what's going on? You know, thanks for everything you guys, you know, been there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what, dude, you can just text that. And I'm like, no, like, don't just text that, man. It's an easy cop out sometimes. We already said on the show, man, he's so easy to not understand tone and get into a text argument. So text for me is for like communication. You do in two-way radios. Like, what's your 20? When are you going to be there? Information that does not involve emotion. Super things that are, you know, easy. But we do a lot of work on text, right? I think you like the text thread. So it's easy to review a meeting, actually, you know, if you're doing it all through text. It's like everybody's recording it.
It's exhausting. Who would have thought? You talk about like the evolution of technology, you know, in the 80s, you had keyboards and then you had where you could talk to your phone and we're like, holy shit, you can just yell into your phone. And then to think that the most popular thing would be to just do this with two thumbs. We gave up 8 fingers to just mess around 2 thumbs. It's regression.
Do you guys still do that? I was doing that in my last trip down to see you guys at the bakery, and then I visited a friend in St. Louis, Missouri, and he was just walking around and just, you know, when the text would come in, just always doing the voice response. And I'm like, why am I sitting here using my fingers, taking twice? Like, so do you still type stuff or do you use a voice?
I type. I'm a typer. I'm actually proud. It's one of the only skills I have is I can type fast, all right?
Oh, yeah. Until the autocorrect F's up. I see you got here the funniest autocorrect fails of the decade.
It's dude, I thought Grimbo would have fun with these, man. Dude, you know, I'm just Googling. I'm like, yeah, autocorrect it. You know, I was thinking about the autocorrect destroys families thing. And it's just like, here's one. Mom asked for a it says, just respond to my boner. You know, this one says a month later, your mom and I are going to divorce next month. What? Why? Please call me. I wrote Disney and this post changed it. We are going to Disney. I'm supposed to say your mom and I are going to Disney next month. That is fucked up, man. Holy shit. Yeah, these are pretty good, man. I'm so horny. I need a dong right now. Horny, hungry for dong. No, dong, not dong. Dog. Fridge auto cucumber. I give up. Dude. Supposed to say I'm so hungry I can eat a dog right now.
Yeah, I'm going to the talking, Scotty. I think I feel foolish using my two thumbs to type shit out on my small phone when I can just talk the text. I'm advancing, man.
You should bring the fan up and F me in. F, I mean tuck. I choose the former, it says. Oh, good. Great news. Grandma's a homosexual. Homo hot lips. Homo hot tulips. Wow. Grandma is home from hospital, is what she was trying to say, man. Wow. All right, these are good. I could go on all day, sir.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. Well, I'm going to give a shout out here. We got the news coming up. I get a little good comment from the DDC producers. I want to shout out to us, Scotty, dudegirls.com/advertise, man. Check it out, guys. Options from 150. And yeah, we wanted to put it out to the DDC because I know you guys are using some good gear out there. You might have some good fits. You know, breeders, bring it. You know, just check out dudegirls.com/advertise. Thanks to the team making this kit get going, as well as
Moat. We're promoting over here, man. If we like what you're doing and we believe
in that.
I will absolutely promote it and root for you and help you try to get some traction. That's what this is about for me.
I like it. We're launchers. Say that.
Thank you. I don't know what that means.
DDC producers, I'm shouting out to them. Vibes, Legacy Grow. What is growing on? Who you got, Scotty?
Growing. And how about Lawrence, a.k.a. Wasted Years 420? Does that mean that we appeal to older demographic? We got folks that love Slayer and Iron Maiden. And
Hey, were you...
I just
What?
gotta reminisce. I'm old enough that I remember when I was in middle school was like Iron Maiden's heyday, and I lived in South Florida where parents would just take like elementary and middle school kids to Iron Maiden concerts. So they would come in with like Eddie Lives shirts and just the most crazy day. I remember Ozzy and Iron Maiden. I moved to Florida. It was fifth grade, and I had to learn what that was because in the fifth grade people were going to shows. It's a crazy time back then.
I think I got a Guns N' Roses shirt when I was in the fifth grade. I
That's
never went to a
different.
show.
That's
Yeah.
different, man. I was
But
already
if I saw
kids by
one of my current kids wearing a GNR shirt, which I had to hide under another shirt because it had a syringe on it, a bottle of whiskey, a pack of Marlboro cigarettes, and I forget what else. And it was like, man, why was I wearing that in fifth grade? Because I was a rebel. It's being cool.
then. Syringe. Great. Thanks, GNR. Good looking out.
Yeah. So, Laura, hey, I wanted to do a quick story here. AKA way or wasting years underscore 420, I believe is his IG, but it's, he wrote in over on he's a DDC producer and said, "So Wasting Years is one of my favorite Iron Maiden songs from my past. Been a Maiden fan since 82, freshman year of high school, 1986 grad."
He's a few years older than me, so he went to that concert with my middle school friends, man, you know. No, I'm just kidding. I guess I'm not kidding, actually. South Florida was crazy, man. In like the early 80s, I'm pretty sure everyone either was dealing or on cocaine. It really seemed like that, man. I've never seen a kid at a rock.
Hey, Lawrence had some life advice here. All right. Says, have to have a great sense of humor in this life. That is for sure. Love the DDC crew and cannabis community as a whole. I've been going through difficult times with my wife's health decline, recent lung cancer diagnosis, and a mass in kidney. A lot of people have reached out to me with support all to support about it all, and I'm greatly appreciated of the love and the support from everyone who's contacted me. Thanks again for everything. God bless you all, aka Wasted Years 420. Well, thank you, Lawrence. Yeah, I'm glad that not just us, the people are helping out there. I hope your wife's doing the best she can with what she's facing. And reach out to the DGC, man. That's what this community has been about for, people, and that's why I wanted to read the comment.
Yes, thank you. And yeah, I hope we can't take your mind off things for an hour, 3 days a week, and maybe I'm trying to make you laugh. I'll take a laugh, a smile, just a chuckle.
He's like, yeah, I used to take my mind off it. Thanks, guys. I got some producers. No, we just got those guys. Let's go to, yeah, straight to the news here. Cops find drug bunker filled
We
with
can give
cannabis.
Cactus Necrotic some shout outs, man. I don't think we give Cactus Necrotic the Nectar
Think I hit it.
Collector. The Nectar Collector, man. I have a beautiful glass Nectar Collector around here. I should use it, man. You heat
I don't drink Rhea.
the
Rhea.
and very cool. The Nectar
Very cool,
Collector.
very expensive.
Walt Baby Love, man. Walt Baby Love? Is that his birth name? And then his
Yeah.
DDC name? Baby Love. My name Walt. You can call me Baby Love, though.
To AC Kush, man. I got it.
You got it.
AC Kush, shout out Kansas City, Missouri. What's up? New DDC Pedusa. Thank you guys for coming on board over at dudegrows.com/support. In the news now, cops find drug. We like drug bunkers, man. Cops find drug bunker filled with cannabis. What
Oh.
do you think about it? What's up?
I'm sorry, drug boy. Just Grambo, can you just show the picture of this thing? It's just freaking cool. That's inside the drug bunker, but just go up to the top and just show it, man. And that thing is tiny. Is that a bomb shelter from the 80s? Go up to the top. Show the one up at the top. It's look at that thing, man.
Yeah, I mean,
What are the perils of growing in a bunker? Would you want to grow in a bunker?
if the penalties are like years and years and years and years and years and years in prison, probably. And
The
you see, what are
bunker
the
would be
pros?
worse than a jail cell, man. Hanging out years and years working in that bunker.
If you just got, obviously, if you set it up properly with proper air
Maybe
movement and things. Okay, I hear you're saying,
back to
but
that.
container growing was popular. I don't know. I'm still sure some people out there growing. Then that can be cool though, just for the thermal like benefit of it. When you have a container like halfway built in, or all the way built in with one side, we have a DGC in Is it Montana? I know somebody that's setting up container grows that's in the DGC, so we should get an update on that. But super cool. What are you making fun of the plants now?
Terrible. That looks terrible in there. Is Grandma, please show that again, just because I just want to exemplify how scary that would be to just stay in that. Yeah, could you, I mean, what is that? That's 5 foot wide, maybe? Is that what that's looking?
I agree. And I'm going to take it to the next news story here. But I'm
Yeah.
noticing the ads. We have things like the chat GTP and algorithms, and then, but yet they keep want to try and sell me the same shit that I've bought already. Like they don't get, like they're trying to sell me these pans I've already checked out on. So like, why don't they catch on that? Or they think I want more, I guess. Interesting.
I do, man. Shut up, man. They want me to buy a Porsche and join the fucking AARP. I'm pissed, dude. That's bullshit. I'm not doing either of, I'm not even close to doing either of those, man. What did they do wrong here? Am I locked into somebody else's?
You're hoping. So
There's
this
no
is toilets.
such thing as a great value Porsche, man. I'm sorry.
Toilets offer eco-friendly fertilizer alternatives. This is out of MirageNews.com. So to tackle the climate crisis, biodiversity loss, and pollution, humanity will need to move to a circular economy while all resources are recycled. Why not recycle our own body waste? Provided there's no risk that harmful microbes or traces of pharmaceuticals end up in consumer crops. Yeah, that's a concern. So here's the info. Most nutrients needed for plant growth occur in human urine and feces. Urine is especially rich in nitrogen and potassium, and also contains trace amounts of metals such as boron, zinc, and iron. Feces could, in theory, supply other nutrients such as phosphorus, calcium, and magnesium to our valuable organic carbon to soils.
I have a septic system over at the nursery. And it has something called a leach field or a drain field where the effluent goes. The grass is amazingly green around that. It really is, man.
So, yeah, they're studying it. I'm reading about it says the combined application of nitrified urine fertilizers and fecal compost led to slightly lower crop yields, but may increase soil carbon content in the long term. I mean, I'm down properly composted and all that. I guess people are just afraid of the idea of it, right? They sell one at Home Depot. I forgot what it's called.
They have in is it Milorganite? Milorganite is from the Milwaukee like public whatever waste disposal, solid waste unit or whatever, and they compost it. I am concerned going back to what you said about all those medicines, all the drugs that people are on that could, I believe that could cycle through and get into the soil and then get into the plants. Pretty sure, like imidacloprid, it was one of those. I think it was like one of those things that was used to be used for killing bugs, a systemic bug killer. I could have sworn it was one of these. I might have it wrong, but it was used as an anti-parasitic in other countries. So, like, they're actually ingesting the stuff. So, if it's going through people's bodies, I can't see why it wouldn't go through the soil. And imidacloprid is known to be taken up by plants.
So they looked at this just to round up the article here. Low risk from pharmaceuticals and fecal compost. The authors screened for the presence of 310 chemicals in fecal compost, which I'm still not entirely comfortable saying. From pharmaceuticals to rubber additives, flame retardants, UV filters, corrosion inhibitors, and insect repellents, and only 6.5 of these were present above the limit of detection in the compost. So basically, you're saying in cabbage, for example, the concentrations were so low that you would have to eat more than a half a million cabbage heads to accumulate a dose equivalent for, they referenced the carbamazepine pill. They also like, or ibuprofen they found in there. So there's just a tiny, 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 tiny bit. You know what I mean? You're good.
Just a little bit.
Man, hey, seriously, we need fertilizers.
Right? Used to be a little, but the little didn't do it, so the little got more and more, right? Right.
Yes, keeping the theme of the show. We know we mine phosphorus. You know, GrowDots is not, quote, sustainable, right? I mean, those phosphorus isn't going to last forever. I think they even try to put some type of date, on our current, how we're using it, when will we be out of that? So reusing, and as I said in the beginning, this article, move to a circular economy is going to be important. So let's figure this shit out. Get it? Let's literally figure this shit out for the plants.
Yes, and as long as we're talking about it, I will defend if you do have synthetic nutrients, keeping it in the root zone and keeping it near
Yeah.
the plants can use it. And that's where adding organic material helps a lot. Where I'm at in Florida, it is all sand. You pour something, pour some chemicals in the sand, and it's going. So when you can add organic materials into that, you get to keep the whatever you're putting in that or stay put. So, and that is a lot of what this is talking about, is just adding carbon to the soil, which is a big deal.
Yeah, 100%. I'm gonna call Grambo out at his at-home work ethic. I know it's 2023, and a lot of people work from home these days. I can see your jammy pants on, I think, and
In all fairness, my wife didn't get out of her pajamas. I like, hey, actually, they look like pajamas. I was like, are those pajamas? And of course, that was the wrong thing to say, man.
which I don't. I think you wouldn't agree with Scott. My wife drew the hard line with her team the other day, and because somebody said they're not feeling good to come in to work, which is a whole new diff it's like a different way you feel about it these days. So if somebody tells you they don't feel good, but she's like, but I can make the meeting from home. And my wife was like, you either take a sick day and stay home or come in because the meeting is at work, and told the team, like, you guys can't work from home. Like, if we have a reason that we have to be at the office together, you can't do it remotely and say you're sick. You have to take a sick day that day. And I was like, okay, try to make sure that people show up. She wants people not to have that excuse. Show up to the meeting and have the face value, Scotty. Right? Like when I came down to the bakery. Good.
It's huge, man. It's huge. That is bold, sir. That is bold.
Anyway, getting off subject here. We got some memes here to make us laugh. A shout out to a couple more. DDC producers. Stoned Start State. What's the start state? Is there a start state? And fishing and Fino Lover. What's going on?
Hey, don't forget about tweezes, man. Tweezes. That is just tweezer and Jesus mixed together. I don't get that. Grandpa, anything there?
I got nothing, bro.
Okay. Oh, shit. Hey, do me a favor, just for the memes, man. But thank you, JR, for making some really funny memes. And I will just say, I miss Brack to the Future. Brack to the Future was the king. Please tell me you're not retired. You're just on sabbatical, sir.
Yeah.
But check this out. This is Night Night Juice. And this is 1888 was a good year. And this is cough syrup. It's just a label of some cough syrup from 1888. And it's got four, I don't know what M's is, but it's alcohol, cannabis indica, chloroform, which is always nice, and morpheus sulfate. So some morphine in there, just the nasal cam.
Then it says skillfully combined with a number of other ingredients.
Yeah, just a little bit of chloroform. I didn't realize you could drink chloroform. You ever get chloroform and when you're a kid, you'd put it on a rag and you'd smell it and it would literally almost make you pass out?
Might be really good cough syrup, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What else you got from JR? Might as well put a marshmallow on a stick.
Tiny bit of conversation, I thought. Towards the end, but it's just Spider-Man chilling. It says, "Don't mind me. I'm just chilling, watching the industry burn so we can be reborn." I have no idea what Spider-Man has to do with that, but I really do think you're gonna see a giant change in the cannabis industry. I think the golden days are gone. The days of crazy corporate taxes and companies just spending millions of dollars on licenses. I think it's become a real industry. A lot like my nursery industry. It's tight. Everybody has a specialization.
Yeah, but a lot of big cannabis has failed. A lot of it has failed.
Good
I
point.
mean, look up. Okay, but I mean, as far as the golden days, I don't know. I mean, there's still.
It's going to have to recalibrate. The whole thing is going to have to recalibrate. The people are going to have to be profitable producing $300 and $500 pounds. They might they probably will branch into specialization. I just sold bamboo to a guy that just does flooring. He just grows these specific timber bamboos, just does flooring with it, and does very well here. It's different than if somebody that just does landscaping. There's people that will take them and just put them in a little pot and sell them as ornamentals. So the industry, and I only do bamboo, there's the whole industry, every single plant probably has a specialist. And that's what the nursery industry turned into. I don't know, but the cannabis industry, it's grown. Is it going to become an aspect of the nursery industry? You can definitely buy indoor and grown plants through the plant farm.
Yeah. So your prediction is you will continue
pricing.
Pricing. Like the reason a lot of the bigger companies have failed is because of the legacy market, the black market, whatever you want to call it. They're still succeeding in that pricing right now. I see going for at least 800 a pound, typically to 900 a pound is what I see them getting wholesale. But so I don't know what you think that's going to continue to go down, or does it have the potential to go up?
If you ease up licensing and, you just let the market reach an equilibrium.
I don't know. Yeah, I agree. We'll end it with that. We'll continue again. I do like the reason you said ease up licensing, just like you see a craft brewer industry. I wouldn't mind seeing more of a craft cannabis industry with a lot of different little guys that you can have on sites smoking and all that jazz. Did you have another meme here?
Just in the spirit of the show today, man. This is the news. Mars Hydro DWC 75,000. It self flushes. There's just a plant growing out of a toilet. Nice.
That's not a bad idea. Easy cleanup. Dude, that wouldn't be that bad of an idea if you got one of those people that has a bunch of toilet.
Oh, sorry, man. I don't see stuff, man. I don't see stuff in real time.
Cool. I think we have a wrap, guys. We had a good time. dudegrows.com/support GTC Cup, man. DTCCup.com. You can go over there right now and still throw in your email to be notified. We're going to email everybody right when the tickets go on sale. And stay higher, my friends. We'll be coming at you. And take it easy, Scotty, Grambo, and team.
Yeah, Grambo, team. Hi, C. I appreciate the heck out of you doing this. As long as this happens and actually goes out and you're hearing this, great job, everybody. Take it easy, y'all.
Some people love to blaze up the dank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And with the boss man says to take a little break, that means we lighten up a dude. It's just weird.